Blog Talk Radio.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Grateful.
Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
You know, he said, get busy out there. It ain't just there. It just think he wasn't listening. But when time came, and he needs some help, call on the Lord. His son prayed for him, and he heard it, man. You know what I'm talking about? He heard him.
Mm-hmm.
And God didn't fully heal him at that time. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He talked about this is a commentary, man. This is a commentary. He said this on Pastor Paul, man. You know what I'm saying? And he said this here. He said it was just like them 10 lepers. He said, he was like the other guy was there playing jokes. He said, no, let me finish it, man. Let me tell you something. He said, now you talking about that Jesus stuff. He said, let me finish it, man. He said, it's just like them 10 lepers, man. He said, the 10 lepers, you know, it was customary that you couldn't do it. It was ostracized. He said, it's kind of like some people have no vaccine, you know. You know, if you ain't been vaccinated, people look at you crazy, you know. You know, he said, it just kind of on all like that a little bit. He said, now, over there, you would say, unvaccine. Well, he was going with it, bro. And he said, unvaccine, right? Don't come. Unvaccine. Hey, Reverend. And he looked at it. He said, it reminds me of the 10 lepers, right? He said, they got healed. He said, they got healed, you know. And Jesus told him, go, I want you to get a second opinion. That's what he said, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I said, man? I said, look at this man. He walking that thing.
Yes,
he said, I need you to go get a second opinion. He says, after 10 lepers were moving on, he said, well, what happened to most of us? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What happened to most of us? We don't come back and thank Jesus. He said, man, the man, as he was walking away, you know the story, Rev. He said, the one was hollering, he said, don't come. We got lepers. He said, don't come back. We haven't been vaccinated, you know. And he said, but they got, he sent them off to go get a second opinion. And once they come back, you know, he did, you know, kind of tell the story, right? But we know the story Moses said, the priest had to be the one to make sure they was healed. You know, somebody, they had a ritual they had to go through to make sure they was healed. But Jesus told them to go. And he said, as he went, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he went and came. And look what he did. He said his mother church, he named the church of his mother, you know what I'm talking about. And he said, my auntie, he said, they got a prayer, they were lifting my name up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, they were crying, darling. He said, they were lifting my name up. And he said, they just lift my name up to the Lord. And this is on public forum, I'm on Sports Channel. Doc. I can believe, you know, he went that long because you know how it's supposed to be about religion, right? And he said, Jesus, you know. And he said, man, he said his brother was there with him. Right? He said he never gave up on him. He said they gave him a doctor. I said, hey, he gave up on me. He said, they gave him a doctor to come by his house and a nurse every day. You know what I'm saying? To check up on him, to keep him, because he stayed at the house, right? Some kind of way he got to get stayed out. He didn't go to the hospital, right? And then what happened, Rev? He was healed. He said he wouldn't go to the doctor Friday, Wednesday, and they told him Wednesday he had something on his lung, and it was so bad on his lung, Reverend. You know what happened, Reverend? He told him to go to another doctor to make sure it was right that they were seeing. So what he did, Reverend, he went to go to another doctor, but the way the other doctor told the other doctor, said he's gonna need emergency surgery. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said he's gonna need emergency surgery. And then the brother said, you know, I was listening to the story, right? Look, I got it. Trust me, that's how I listen to it. And say, brother,
amen.
When he got there, and they looked him over, brother. They didn't let him take a urine. They looked him all over, and the doctor said, I can't find it. I seen the MRI. I seen the test that you had there. It was something there, but it ain't there no more. You tell me what God wants to do. That brother was praising.
Amen.
The other brother started crying. You know, they're on national TV, crying.
Yeah.
Talking about praising God. I ain't never seen it on sports TV. time I, I looked at it and I started thinking about if you be, well, if you be afraid of me before me.
Yeah.
I'll be afraid for my father. Man, that brother was the praising God, man. He was the thanking God. Man, that brother, you know, you can tell, I know I seen before. He lost almost like 30 pounds, Doc. And boy, you talking about a man
mm-hmm.
that rejoiced, man, that God had delivered him. He said, that crawl almost took him out. Almost took him out.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it ain't no joke.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's not no joke. He's one of the ones that have been vaccinated. He said, man, I'm just telling y'all now. That, you know, Reverend can tell you about vaccines. Diagnosed and having corona, you know what I'm talking about. But let me tell you something. It don't have to be a death ticket, though. Everybody doesn't die from it, you know what I'm talking about. But, boy, he said he was almost like close to death, where he was feeling, man. But he thought about his son. He thought about his mother. He thought about that church. He thought about his Amy prayer closet. They were praying for him that day. And I'm going to say this today, and I'm going to get all the way out the way. God gave all of us an assignment. I don't believe no one over here or come over here, God had never given him an assignment. And our assignment mm-hmm. is to love him first, O Heavenly Holy Spirit, and love our neighbors. I know right about it. You know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
you look at somebody and you shake your head at some of the things they do to you or to others. But you know what? God still said, that's my child, O Heavenly Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's my child. When I heard this guy prior, they used to do a lot of skits, right, on this platform. But this wasn't no skit. this wasn't no acting. Yeah, this was real stuff, man. You see, I think grown men's plans,
yeah.
man. But it wasn't a cry for sorrowful. Real, I'm going to get out of the way, but I'm going to tell you this here. If God gave you an assignment, if he told you to do something, because sometimes when we get picked out to do something for the Lord, we might be the only person in the room. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about my job. And it's a sincerity when you get the respect for the main man and your overseer, and he comes tell you about that, and he look at you real serious. They respect you like that. Man, they respecting God. It's in you. They know
yeah.
that you might get an answer from the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know,
yeah.
I ain't going to do that for because that's my God. Let me do that later on sometime. But I'm going to tell y'all this here. God is moving. He's either moving in people's life, real, on this side or the other side. And we need to start thanking God whatever side he does it. Old songwriter
mm-hmm.
said, whatever you do in this season, don't do it without me. He said, if you're healing, Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, don't do it without me. Lord, if you're passing out a blessing, Lord, don't do it without me. So if you came today, we thank you for coming. But come today with a little cup and let the Holy Spirit fill you with his presence so you can have it all day long. And you can do like us to come on, talk too much. And you say, well, I'm glad they're talking, but let me tell you, sometimes when you get to, if you're a real teacher, a preacher, man, sometimes you hope you got it out. You hope
yes.
you affected someone's life. You know what I'm talking about? Not just to lift you up, but you want to let enough people know that this stuff is real. Reverend, I want you to do something for me. I want you to sing a song for me, and you know, I need you to sing. I can't get it. I've been trying to get that thing, brother, but I can't get it. I paid for it, everything. Still can't get it. But it is what it is. Reverend, I want you to, if you could, give me a verse of that song. What's that? Rhea. I'm trying to get the name of it. Rhea. I know it.
Which one?
I know. Sometimes, some things I may not know, but God.
Okay. Okay.
God.
Okay. Yeah.
I got to
yeah.
Give my mind.
Yes, sir. Man. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm about to wait
for
another one. I'm a very young man. and them don't have to worry about your age, man. I know my number is coming one day. Yours might come one day, Reverend. You ain't gonna keep on missing it, Reverend.
Yes, ma'am.
But I know God is real. I know He's real. And one of these moments, He gonna call our number. He gonna call our number. And I don't care how much we pray, we can't even stop it. He gonna call our number. That brother got a chance of life.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling somebody about it. Have God have saved you and delivered you, and you haven't told nobody? Trust me, you have been delivered. Somebody's been racing cars and hit a wall and flipped and turned over. And, man, you need to be telling somebody about the goodness of the Lord. That don't mean that you had the right stuff on. Some of them didn't have the right stuff on. You know what I'm talking about? My wife told me she can't see me drive no car no more. She just can't see it, you know. And told me to stop driving. Let me get out of there, man. Let me tell you something, man. God is real. Can you get that from me when you get in your disposal?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for it is Jesus that saves, Jesus that heals. Whatever our situation or however the Lord allows us to be or to go. Oh, life, for it is Him that delivers. It is Him that protects us.
Mm-hmm.
We need to realize it, because a lot of people looked over it. Oh, it was my ability. It was because I was skilled. It was because I was street smart. But it was because of God. Because of God. Because if He should cut off His oxygen. If He would cut off His oxygen in this atmosphere that we're living in, we can't make it without God supplying our need. If He take our breath away, we will go forth and be no more in this flesh. But I'm so thankful to God that He allowed us to be. He allowed us to be. He gives, I'm so glad you said it, gave another chance. And for those that will be honest with themselves, that will not try to change just because of what crowd might be around. You know, when they get with a certain group of people, oh, because of this, because of that, they try to look all hard and perpetrate. But then when they get with other people, they give thanks unto God. But I don't care where I am. I got to tell Him thank you, because I believe that He sees all things and He knows all things, even my shortcomings. He knows. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So why not just give Him what's due His name? His name is due the praise. His name is due the thanks. We need to thank God just for just being God, and give Him, ask Him to help us with ourselves. you ever ask God to help you with yourself? Thank you, Jesus. Help you with yourself. Oh, hallelujah. I can remember like in December. I felt that way, Rev. I know what you're talking about. When that guy said, like he was waiting to die, I started feeling that way, you know. Oh, hallelujah. Especially when my wife got her negative result, and she went on back to work. But I didn't get a negative result. I got another positive, you know. And Oh, Lord, and praying, I'm trying, but then I started, prayer kind of started to change, Lord, whatever you want to do, you know. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you want to do. So since he decided to let me stay here a little while, he decided.
Yeah.
He decided to let me linger on a little while longer, people praying for me, God answer those prayers and decided to let me live on a little while longer. So I looked at that as another chance to be better for him. So I'm saying as a cliche, but I hope in my faith wanna see another day just in case if I need to fix something, I feel like it was undone. Oh, hallelujah. You'll get this in your life if you feel like you're undone about something because you wanna be complete in his sight. And oh, hallelujah. And you know you need Jesus. Jesus is a necessity. It's a necessity just like air, oxygen is a necessity to our body. Jesus is a necessity to our spiritual life. He's a necessity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God. We count this as a privilege, even as a blessing to come together. Because, look, what if we could not hear from him? What if we call on him, thank you, Lord? What if we call on him and we don't hear from him? What if we call on him and where we usually find him? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we have to start seeking him. What if we get to the point where we're so blessed that we take God for granted? What you mean? We take God for granted. We try to philosophize instead of hearing God. We try to put our theory on things and cover up things instead of hearing God. And when I say when someone comes to us and tells us, somehow people can tell us about ourselves, because I learned a long time ago, only people can see you better than you see yourself. Sometimes we get lost in our own way. And God, through his love, allows corrective criticism to try to get your attention. Hallelujah. Try to get your attention to turn back unto him. Hallelujah. But it's a benefit in trying to be what you're called to be. If you're called to be that, be that. If you're called to be a good Christian, be that. If he so touched your heart, hallelujah, hallelujah, your heart desires and longs, hallelujah, the longs to do what God wants, but because we get, some people are grown, but they still feel the pressure, the peer pressure. They're grown, hallelujah. But what will overcome that is your growth in Christ. Your growth will help you overcome. You'll be bold in Christ. For God I live, for God I die. Hallelujah. That's being bold with his strength. Hallelujah. Don't lean. Don't allow sin to make you lean and then make excuses for it. Then you give it permission to be there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just want to say it as we go through our lesson. Because true men have seen and come short of the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. But with that being said, we should be even more thankful because of what Jesus done for us. We should even be more ready to be open unto him and to accept his way, not only in lip service only, but accept his way after Pentecost. The disciples was little different. Because what they have seen, what they have experienced, and if God had let you to live whatever age you are, and if your experiences with God haven't changed you, haven't caused you to even look at thine own self. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look on your own self in a way and say, is God pleased with what I'm doing? Is God pleased with what I'm saying? am I pleasing? Or am I trying to make excuses? Oh, hallelujah. 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 I want this to be serious with the storm. Very serious in the name of Jesus. When are we serious about God? Do it take some to be on the dying bed, or does it take some to be through great trials and tribulations, or really wanting to hear from God? Does a doctor report make you serious about the Lord? Warning of his coming, does that make you serious? You realize he has saved you from a terrible accident. Does that make you serious about him? Or would it make you serious about him when you call him and you cannot find him? Because your ways, he called out to you many a time, you denied his calling. Will that make you serious about it? Hallelujah. As we go in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we come humble in the way that we know how. Ask you to bless us, Father God. Fill us up, Lord. Some have caused things to lay us empty, Lord. Sin have separated. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father. But we look unto you. We call unto you, Father, to help us. Help us walk the way that you desire us to walk. Help us talk. You know our beginning, and Lord, you know our end. You know who will make the right decision and who will make the wrong decision. You know, Father, you know it all. So help us, Father God. Help us to be the best that we could be for you, Father, because we're so thankful of what you've done. You made it possible. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Jesus, you made it possible that we could be connected back to the Father. Bless us, Father God. Sometimes the ways of the world cause us to go contrary, but we return unto your Father. And ask you to help us. Help us, give us your strength. Hallelujah. Bless this Christian family. And those, Father God, we pray for those that are still trying to make you their choice. We pray for those, Father God, that's looking unto others to help them learn more about you. Bless us to be good vessels that we may teach, that we cause none to go astray by actions, Father. But we pray for all in the name of Jesus who try, and bless them to be delivered of evil spirits that were hindering them, and knowing that sin, hallelujah, that sin, that temptation that will pull them away. Bless us. Help us to know that it's too late in the day, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you for another morning, another opportunity that we could come together. Bless us with your strength. As we pray in Jesus' name, we pray that these things are pleasing in thy sight, and help us in this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because I know how serious this thing is, but even me or myself, I there are some things that I may not know. Ooh. There are some places I can't go. But one thing I'm sure, because of my life, because of what I have experienced, oh, hallelujah, God is real. And every now and then he lets me feel them from time to time, deep down in my soul, and it just overtakes me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I hear his voice, and I hear him speak, and I know in myself, regardless of what I'm going through, that he is real, and he has it all in the palm of his hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I don't want to lose that connection, Rev. Oh, hallelujah. I need him. I need him. I need him every hour, every minute, every second. And when
hey,
I feel like I'm displeasing him, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, Rev. Hey, Rev. That man
yes,
was
sir.
So serious. He was so serious, man. Man, I just hope people get up forward, man, because that corona ain't no joke, man. It is taking people out of here. That man was so serious, man. And he, when he went to that doctor this past Friday, he said that doctor said he was supposed to have emergency service, man, surgery, man. And he don't he didn't see it though, man. Man, you know I don't, man, I didn't got to the point now, man. I know you're gonna get in your lesson, man. But I didn't got to the point, man, that man, I don't want to fight and argue about nothing, man. There's too many
That's
people.
That's right. That's right.
Need to know the love of God, man. It tip or tap and all that stuff don't mean nothing to me no more, man. What means to me is I'll give God a reasonable, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, a reasonable,
yes, sir.
Acceptable, living body sacrifice. I want to him to, so he can use me in his service. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? And when I say that, Reverend, that's also, go on. They don't know they're going the wrong way, man. They think they got a lot of time, man. And I don't want to be I don't want to be playing with it. That God said, why you didn't say this? Or why you didn't do this?
Mm-hmm.
I gave you opportunity to speak my word. Speak my word. And I'm gonna tell you, Eric. I'm gonna tell you this, Eric. I also didn't want you to say it. I want you to live before. I'm supposed to put you down because you're trying to live right before the Lord, man. And I'm through with all
that's
that.
Right.
My hands are up because I want somebody to know God is real, man. We need to keep this thing on the right path. Salvation is closer than we think it is, man. He's, when I say salvation, Jesus is getting close. He's getting so close, my brothers and sisters. God's about to tell him to blow that trumpet. If you don't know him in the point of your walk, watch this here. I ain't saying you're seeing it. Your walk. Brothers and sisters, don't get caught undone. Don't get caught undone. Do not get caught. This brother was crying. Doc, I'm gonna, you're going to get him back. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
This brother was real, man. This brother was real, man. This brother saw death, man. Brother was real, man. And I know you've seen death several times. You know what I'm talking about? Some of us have testified. But, Reverend, God is real. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
I feel his spirit calling it. That's why I paused after you. I paused after you said, God is real. I want that to just think in with somebody. It's not just a fairy tale. God is reality. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is real. So real. So real. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We rush a lot of things, but we don't need to rush God. we have time for a lot of things. We can just wait on a moment. We can wait on a moment with God. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Someone needs to hear that he's real. Goes beyond, far beyond what men may say or do. Because all of us on this line, on this side of Jordan, have a beginning and an end. because we all need to know that in our way and our walk that it's real. In the name of Jesus. Bless us, Lord. X.
It real. I didn't know this. I'm looking at this song. Man, hold on, man. Please, let me stay with you for a second, man. I was looking at this song. Let me do something because you know where you're going. But can I do this? Look at the song.
Yeah, yeah.
There are some things. I'm not singing, y'all. There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. But I'm sure of this one thing, that God is real. Oh, hear me. For I can for him, the deep of me. Yes, God is real. Yes, God is real. He said, for he hath watched and made me whole. His love, let me say, his love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real. For I can feel him in my soul. He said, some folks may doubt. Oh, hear me. Some folks may scorn. He said, all can deserve and leave me alone. For as for me, I would take God's part. For God is real. I'm in this song. And I can feel him in my heart. Look what he said. And I can tell you just how I feel when Jesus took all your sins away. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Today, yes, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel his holy power.
His holy power. Yes, sir.
Oh, let me get it. Man, you just don't know that. That was divine. That was God, man. I really just started looking at the lyrics of that word, that song, man. I had to look it up. And I'm looking at you see all the lyrics to that? That's why my brother Willie be playing them songs, like he catches it at the right time. He throws them songs out there. And some, it ain't just because I'm listening to the melody of it. That do sound pretty good. But the words in it, man, it got to me when I hear songs, I'm listening to the words, man. Man, I'm going to get out the way, man.
Yeah.
The Bible makes it plain. But when you start hearing this here, and hearing that, how he was singing this song, and he said, "Yes, God is real." You can testify while you're singing this song. Yeah. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me let you go. Mm-hmm. The expert. What you say, brother? Yeah, what you say,
friend? Yeah, God bless you. God bless you. X 3.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. I was praying when the Lord wanted that song,
but I guess he made it
evident. He made it evident when he wanted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I feel right now, I mean, someone need to know. Someone need to hear. Oh, hallelujah.
There's some places I may not go. I can't go, brother. But Jesus, maybe leave this thing a little bit. You should act three.
Thank you, Lord. Have mercy, Lord.
I like this. You're talking about at the gate, huh? I'm at the gate, you're at the gate.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
You got to thank a song, too. He found out Jesus is real, too.
Ooh, come on now. Come on. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I may not know.
Yes,
there are some places I just can't go, but I am sure that God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Yes, God is real.
Yeah.
He's real in my soul.
My
God is real, for
yeah.
He has watched and made me whole. Oh,
yeah.
His love for me just like the gold. My
yeah.
God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Yeah, God is real. Real in my soul. My God is real, for he has watched and made me whole. Oh, his love for me. It's just like the gold. My God, he's real.
Oh,
I can feel him in my soul. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Yes,
I cannot tell just how he felt
yes.
when Jesus washed it. Your sin away. But since that day, since that hour, my God has been real, for I can feel his holy power. Yes, God is real. Jesus, real in my soul. My God is real, for he has washed and made me whole.
His love.
Oh, his love for me.
It's like what?
Just like the gold. My God is real. Oh, I can feel him in my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he's real. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's real. Hallelujah. Ask anyone that was in the upper room what they experienced was with God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Made them go out another way. Thank you, Jesus. We too can attest to that every time we sit down and look into his holy word and open up our hearts unto him. We go from thence. Another way. Every time we allow God to, bless us. You see, because he won't force himself. But if you open up your heart, lay down your pride.
There you go.
Open up unto God and let him bless you. Let him bless you. Watch
yeah.
him do a change in your life.
Uh-huh.
You'll be better. You'll be better. For you. Don't fight it. But just open up. Open up the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain, Holly. Open up to God. Let him help you. God wants to help us, Holly. When this world wants to beat up on us, but God wants to help you. Those that love God want to help you. Help you open up. Open up, open up, open up in the name of Jesus. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Hallelujah. Let it rain. You ever tell God
yeah,
the Spirit
yeah.
open
yeah.
the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it
there
rain.
You go.
Oh, and then you can and experience. You feel the rain when you open up your heart. Oh, I feel the rain, and love, joy, and peace starts to rain in your heart.
Yes,
I feel the rain. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. You feel yourself. I'm so worthy and undone when God pour out his spirit upon you. It caused you to want to change, to make a change. Oh, hallelujah. What is it that we think we have to hold on to impress man? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is it that we have to hold on to? Well, and you're finding out when you impress man, you might be destroying your relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's one that want to be personal with you. One that wants to, you know, he won't even embarrass you if you listen to him. He won't embarrass you. He'll cover you. He'll cover you. And if you're honestly trying to work on things that men see, God can do a change. If you start to work on them, they have evidence against you, but God can do a change. Hallelujah. We'll find out in our lesson today. Oh, hallelujah. When you open up, he'll do a change. He'll do a change. Thank you. The apostles. Give you a little introduction. The apostles. Oh, hallelujah. First believers attempted. They attended the temple worshiping at the hour of prayer. It must have been something serious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter, John, Caesar. Have been led by divine direction. Hallelujah. We'll go up to this first verse. Thank you, Jesus. Acts, the third chapter, the first verse reads, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the night hour. Hallelujah. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, oh, hallelujah, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. Thank you, Jesus. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive of them. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me go back to verse 4. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you have experienced God, hallelujah. And oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you have experienced God, thank you, Jesus. And you're walking with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's easy for you to say, look on us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But when you're not the way that God wants you to be, and I've been there. When you're not the way that God wants you to be, you hold your head and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you're not, in the name of Jesus, what God wants, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're not being the way God wants you to be. You can't honestly say, look on us. But when you have been confident in knowing that you're doing the best that you can do, not even making excuses for your fault and your failures, but you're trying, honestly trying to live the way God wants you to live. Hallelujah. In confidence, you can say, look on us, and gave heed unto them, expected to receive something of them. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. It is our responsibility. You never know when God wants to use us. Hallelujah. So we should be ever ready for God, because we don't know the next day or the next hour or the next minute. God may have been designing someone to be in your path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he needs that he has invested in you. Hallelujah. To come forth and show a light, show an example, show a way that it should be. And it's not by financial gain. Hallelujah. But it's by what he has given unto you, that you may be a blessing to someone else. And the best way you can bless someone else is give unto them what has been given unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why they can say, look on us. You crying out for one thing, but God wants to bless you even far better than what you're crying out for. Look on us. Look on us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, such as what I have to give unto you. Hallelujah. Not by my name, not by my power, not by my might, but the one that I'm trying to pattern my life after, the one that is able. Hallelujah. In this name that I find shelter and security, in this name that by where men shall be saved, by this name that men have faith in, that they can call on in the time of trouble. This name, the name of Jesus, that is even a prayer within itself. When calamities come up, you can just say, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. If you need a closer walk, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Now, and we can say that, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. But sometimes we have to reach forth our hand to pick someone up that can't, oh, hallelujah, do it on themselves. Pick them up with love. Pick them up with charity. Pick them up with the love of God. Hallelujah. When you see someone going astray, or you see someone that's limp, hallelujah, limp, oh, hallelujah, pick them up with love. And these is what, hallelujah, this is what Peter, hallelujah, did. He picked them up with the love. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. But it didn't do it to after the prophet lifted him up. Until after they did something. Hallelujah. And why fight against someone that's just trying to pick someone else up? Why? I don't understand it. Are we in the way of love when we fight against each other, when we all just trying to pray and help each other be lifted up? For the cause of Christ, be lifted up. Stop fighting among yourselves, but lift each other up. And when you feel like somebody's out of the way, pray honestly, and let God have His way. Let God be every man be alive. Let God be God.
Come on now.
His will, what He wants. Let Him be right, but when we lift each other up, let us lift each other up in love and pray. Yeah. We need the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Spirit, and We don't need to do things that will cause the Holy Spirit to want to flee. Or sin will cause the Holy Spirit to flee. Oh, hallelujah. Unholy conversation will call the Holy Spirit to be vexed and not want to dwell because we have made this thing a place where God don't want to be. If we ourselves, Christians, that are called by his name, if we get vexed, how you think he feels? If we get vexed when someone says something out the way, how do you think he feels? And it is God is the one that we need to be pleasing. God is the one that has the final say-so. Who lives? Who dies? Who goes to heaven? Who goes to hell? It is him that holds it in the palm of his hand. Why can we be foolish and fighting among ourselves? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. If we're going to do anything, reach down and lift someone up. That don't persecute them, but pray. Hallelujah. Pray. Pray, 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 hallelujah, pray until something happens. Pray honestly, pray, hallelujah, pray as Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Labor in prayer. Don't just quit the prayer and leave it alone, but keep hoping and expecting for something. Push, as they say, push, pray until something happens. Hallelujah.
Happen.
Pray on. Pray for each other.
Come
pray
on,
for
yourself. Pray to it happen.
Pray for one another. Pray. Pray and hope that the love of God will be shown. Hallelujah. That the glory of the Lord will overshadow and we'll be able to come together, communing together instead of fighting. Amen. How must there be fighting among the family? But get together and pray and let God have his way. Then he can allow his Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and abide with us and carry us and keep us. But it is him that we live, that we move, that we have our friends. Pray for each other. Pray and love on each other. That God don't have to whoop you as he will whoop the world. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. But in verse 7. In verse 7, he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately after he was lifted up, after he was lifted up by the man of God, hallelujah, immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. See what? We don't realize that we got a lot of evil spirits in the world. Persecution, spirit of affliction, spirit of evilness and heart that will cause if the situation not bad enough and you then set it up in your heart, you want it to get worse, so you allow evil spirits to get in your heart that you may fight against each other, and our house is only divided from within. Hallelujah. From within. The family is only destroyed from within. If within the family, hatred has moved in or pride has set up, pride that goes before destruction, if that has set in instead of loving to hear from God. I love to hear from God when it's favorable for me, and I love to hear from God when I have to wag my head and it's cutting me to and fro, but I know it is going to be working for my good, that I can better myself, that I can pray until the Lord and God will call me back in. God will, hallelujah, though I'm beat up on it, he allowed me to be beat up on because of sin, hallelujah. But if I open my heart to God, I can receive a blessing. And the minister his only desire is to bless him. His only desire is that your soul may be saved. His only desire is when you're going wrong to herd you back in as sheep that has went astray. But this man here in this chapter, he was carried. Hallelujah. Carried. hallelujah. From his mother's womb, from birth he was carried and laid at the day. They were setting him up. Poor blessing. Though he wanted alms, but money will run out. But such as they had to give unto him, it would never
run out. The love of God will never run out. The healing of a man's spirit will never run out. Will never run out, never run out. But he was carried, hallelujah, carried from the mother's womb, hallelujah, carried when we pray for one another, when we lift one another up, we're carrying one another to the feet of God, hallelujah, to the feet of God. I may be up today, hallelujah, but I may be down also today as well. But in that, I need the prayers. I need the prayers, the Lord, to help me walk right, help me to talk right. If evil spirit get in and think and expecting me to think, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, the way that I shouldn't, hallelujah. And God allow someone to say, hey, you shouldn't do that, or you shouldn't do that. Well, let me read this in the scripture. Don't harden your heart unto that. That is God pleading with you, hallelujah, hallelujah, to turn back. Turn back before it's too late. Don't stay out there, hallelujah, but turn back. We can be running this race, hallelujah, running this race. And, you know, when you run, and those that have ran before, even in the body, hallelujah, you run a little while and get a little weary, you get a little tired, hallelujah, hallelujah. But in this Christian walk, when you run, for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you may get weary, but you'll get strength when you remember, hallelujah, when it has been tough for you before. God has kept you. God has blessed you. God has taught you. God has brought you, and it encourages you to run on, get strength from, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we can go on a little while longer, that we can move the way he wants us to move with our walk. Hallelujah. With our walk speaks to God. Hallelujah. And it shows evidence to others. Our walk says, hallelujah, Lord, I believe what you've done for me. Lord, I'm thankful, hallelujah, because I'm trying to be obedient to you. I'm trying to love the best way that I can, and all those that I can help. Lord, I want to help, hallelujah, because of the love that you put it in me. I want to show it towards others. This love, this how we carry, just as he was carried, hallelujah, carried from the womb, hallelujah, hallelujah. Then they were laid in that. Thank you, Jesus. The gate called beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Should we carry each other to the gate that is called beautiful? should we carry each other to humbleness, holiness? Should we carry each other? Should we encourage each other to be righteous, to be holy, to don't say what things that would vex the very Holy Spirit? Oh, that would cause the Holy Spirit to not want to be around us, but should we walk in the way that welcomes the Holy Spirit? Well, this man that was blessed, immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he, leaping up, hallelujah, stood and walked. God want to turn, hallelujah, hallelujah, your limp into a leap, hallelujah. God wants to enter in. He wants to enter in and give you strength while you're throwing down the things that they may have said about you because of the way that you live. But only God wants you to do is turn around and make it better. And he's there standing to give you strength to make them take it back. But he wants you to do something. He wants you to walk like he's telling you to walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Constructive criticism can be good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that I can receive that and I can be made better for you, Lord. Lord, because it is you that I'm trying to please. It is you that I'm trying to live for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he turned. Hallelujah. This man that was lame. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wanting just only a financial blessing, but God gave him something. Hallelujah. Much more. And deeping. Up. Stupid. Hallelujah. And walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. They seen him when he was laid out. Hallelujah. But now they see him standing. Hallelujah. People see us when we're laid out and we're trying to defend our lameness, oh Holy Spirit. But go ahead and accept what God allows and pray unto the Lord, hallelujah, in secret, and God will bless you openly. They saw him laid out. They see us, hallelujah, when we're laid out, oh hallelujah. But take that, since you're laying down on your back right now, but turn over and try to get on your knees and talk to God about it. Talk to God about it. God will forgive. But he wants you to sincerely open up unto him that he can bless you, that he can help you with that spirit that's troubling you, that's causing you to, oh, hallelujah, to mess up your witness in the name of Jesus. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he would set arms at the beautiful gate of the temple. They were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. God will do it every time. God will do it as the lame man which was healed. Hallelujah. Hailed Peter and John. All the people ran together unto them in the porch. That is called Solomon's Great Wonder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm so thankful to God. God allowed this beautiful thing to be worked, hallelujah, through them, but they made themselves available for God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. My grandson, hallelujah, sent his mother a beautiful text, hallelujah, and I'm going to share it with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's reading something, and he sent this beautiful text. He said, God, not looking at. Hallelujah. I may paraphrase a little bit. God does not look at ability. God looks at your availability. Hallelujah. 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 He don't look at ability, but your availability. Will you be available for God? Hallelujah. Will you be available to God? Because God can take that. Your ability, hallelujah, because of your availability, and he can bless your ability because of your availability. I'm available, Lord, in the morning to go on God's plan. I'm available, Lord, to bless, hallelujah, bless me, Father God, bless me, and that I may bless others, but I'm available, Lord. I'm someone of just what they whole desire to beat and bruise me, Lord, but I'm available, Father God. Shape me, make me, and mold me just what you have me to be. And that they youth could say about me, because I am available, because I have opened my heart, God can do a change, hallelujah, that they can all, just in our lesson today, they can all be amazed and a wonder, because God has took me from being lame to being standing. God has took me to be broken down and beaten and bruised. Some my fault, some not my fault, but if I'm available to God, God can do a work. God can do a work. They carried me. They set me up for this blessing. I'm at this gate now. That's called beautiful. I'm crying out for one thing, but they don't have that I'm crying out for, but they want to give me so much more, such as I have. Such as I have, I give unto thee. Oh, hallelujah. That God may be glorified. That God may be lifted. That God, and I don't take no glory of it. Hallelujah. But it all belongs to God. Hallelujah. But it is because of him. Hallelujah. That I even have faith in him. It is because of him. Because I can't come to him unless he call me. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk. Hallelujah. They let him know that the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified his son, Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was denied to let him go. But listen here. But ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murder to be granted unto you. We turn the Lord away. When we deny, we deny him when we don't accept his correction. We deny him when we want to go our own way. I've been there. We denied him, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Holy One and the just, the Holy One, the Holy Spirit talking to you. And then he get a just man sent unto you and just trying to help you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we desire a murder to be granted. They desire a murder to be granted unto you. So have we done in our lives. We have denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murder to be granted unto us. So in that, hallelujah, you lean to that spirit and you open up yourself, your members to him, and then he just have his way with you. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. But God wants you to be saved from that. Hallelujah. He don't, many battles we get in, God don't even want us there. But we, with our own choosing, chooses to be there, chooses to fight, chooses our own self to defend. Hallelujah. Then he sent a just money. Please with you with the Holy Spirit, but you deny the Holy Spirit. Then he sent a just one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and desired, but in that you turn both them away, hallelujah. The Holy One, you deny, hallelujah. And the just, you deny, and you desire the murder to be granted unto you, hallelujah, and killed the Prince of Life, oh Lord, whom God had raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. We are witnesses. We are witnesses. We are witnesses. We've seen him. Hallelujah. Peter denied him. Hallelujah. But God still gave him a chance. Hallelujah. He was denied him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as some of we denied him. Hallelujah. And he even killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And in his name, through faith, in his name have made this man strong. Don't you want to be strong in the Lord? Don't you want the Lord's strength, whom ye see and know? Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Hallelujah. You all, you all, you all. But here's the benefit of it. I want you to see. Hallelujah. Even from verse 1, they set him up for a blessing. They carried him. We should carry each other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They carried him. Hallelujah. Carry him. Carried him. Laid him at the gate. Wow, the beautiful gate. Gate that is called beautiful. Hallelujah. And they, look, they even put him in the path of the preacher. Hallelujah. 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 Put him in the path of the preacher. And they cried unto them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lame. Hallelujah. Lame. Let's cry it out. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh. Hallelujah. Laid at the gate crying out. Oh, hallelujah. But God have so much more for us when we lay out before him. Hallelujah. Lay out, lay out, lay out before him and cry unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But ask him, Lord, bless me. You know all about me, Lord. Bless me and help me. Lord, you know. Hallelujah. I don't have to tell you, Lord, but you know, but I will confess that I and I'm wounded and I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. I will confess unto you, my way is not the best way, but your, Lord, your way, Lord, is the best way. Confess unto him. Hallelujah. You can still confess unto him, though you are saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you can confess and live, Lord, I still need you. I still need you to walk right. I still need you to talk right. Lord, I still need you to guide me, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't deny the Holy One or even just me and them will come to you in love, encourage you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive them and watch God be glorified. Hallelujah. Watch God bless you and them as well. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory for the good things that he has done. Watch him work. Watch him work in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Preserve yourself for the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wrought that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. Those things, hallelujah, which God before had shown by the mouth of all his prophets, hallelujah, hallelujah, that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent, listen, ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins might be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Don't you want your sins to be blotted out? Yeah, I'm already saved, but you can still repent. I'm a preacher, but you can still repent. Hallelujah. I'm an evangelist, but you can still repent. I know God such and such, but you can still repent. You can still repent. Lord, have your way, Lord. I've been walking one way, but Lord, but I want to walk another way. I want your presence. That your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, ye shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want you to realize and know that God is real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is real. Know this, that God is real. In your walk, know this, that God is real. Hallelujah. The chance that he's given you to repent, repent. Hallelujah. The time and space he's given you to repent. The mercy and grace that he's allowed it unto you. Take full advantage of it. And don't abuse grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But take full advantage of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Hallelujah. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and even and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of earth be blessed. Unto you first, God. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son, Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us continue to help us be what you would have us to be, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Give us strength. Give us patience. Give us strength. Give us patience. Hallelujah. Bless us to carry one another to that gate that is called beautiful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, someone want to hit the one button. Someone wants prayer. Hallelujah. To know that we care. If someone, hallelujah, have someone on their heart, we're here. If someone just want to talk, we're here. If someone just want to tell of his goodness, we're here. If someone say, I'm wounded, I'm laid, I feel lame, but I want God to bless my spirit, we here. If some have a broken heart, we here because of loss of a loved one, we here. If some just trying to get a favorable doctor's report, we here in the name of Jesus. If someone just want to wave your hand and just tell him thank you,
we thank here. You.
May the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ bless you real good. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, ain't it? Oh, hallelujah.
Seven oh six, 83, 84.
706. Good morning, brother and sister. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I just want to thank you, brothers and sisters, for the message this morning because it really has been uplifting to me, spiritual.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is Milton Lynch. I just wanted to comment on the message about God is real. He surely is real because by the time you know, you get weak along the way. We all walk different faith of life, so I tend to ask the Lord to strengthen me on this journey. And I'm steady growing, and I had some experience in my life, and I know it wasn't nobody but God, so I have to give all my praise to our Father in heaven who's head of my life. And I ask him to just continue to guide me and lead me, and ask you, brothers and sisters, to keep me in prayer because I experienced some things. I experienced some things, and there wasn't nobody but the Lord. I had a situation. This is a little short testimony, but I'd like to share it. I was going through some things, and I was out one day, and the Lord brought me over a lot of bridges. Ditches, oak trees, brought me all the way home to my family. And I got in here and I told my wife I wasn't feeling too well. And as I was saying I wasn't feeling well, I passed out. I went out. And when I came back through, my wife was crying, my son hugged me. He had them pick me up, put me in the bed and put water on me, and I heard him saying, Daddy. And my wife was crying because the last time she experienced something like that was her father that passed down, his eyes rolled back in his eyes, and she lost him. And so that flicked up back, and as paramedics got there, they checked me out and wanted to rush me to the emergency room. But I'm feeling okay playing tough guy. I said, I'm okay now. And my wife opened her mouth and said, you're going to leave here. You going to that doctor. And I humbled myself because the voice that I heard, it was my mother's voice. And the first time I ever went to the hospital, it was my mother that got me to go. So my wife couldn't do it, but she had that connection with my mother. And God got a way of using other people to get his point across. And what I'm talking about, I humbled myself and I said, okay, I go. And I've been thanking him ever since. He don't open my eyes up about some things. And y'all just continue to pray for me. And as well as I pray for the show, because like I said before when I first came on, the title of this show is God Plans. We have to keep that in mind. It ain't our plan.
Yeah.
It's God will. So when I pray, I always ask Lord, I say, God, I say, let your will be done.
Yeah.
And that's to strengthen me, and I just want to give him the praise and glory, because it would not been for him, I wouldn't be here now. I wouldn't even woke up this morning. So I thank him. I won't hold up the show, but I really appreciate the message today, and I try to listen in every day. Some days I have to get off, but I'm still with you in spirit.
Yeah.
So y'all continue to pray for me, and I continue to pray for the show and all the members of the show.
Praise the Lord.
Yo, brother. Yo, brother. Hey, brother. You confirmed some things, right? You confirmed the thing about that testimony I said earlier about that young man. When he was the corona had got over, had almost took him out, and his son, as he was going to the premier, lift his hand up, and he asked God to heal his father. And you said the same thing about your son. Your mother's voice came to your wife, but you taught your son something to take care of you. You're gonna be surprised one of these days that he's gonna hold you in his arms like you held him when he was a baby.
Yeah,
and he's gonna take care of you because he already have. But I want to thank you for your testimony.
Yes,
we like to hear other voices, man. We like to hear other voices because we really believe that God is really, really blessing. Like you said, it's God's plan. You know, it's God's plan.
Amen.
It's not our plan. It's God's plan. If it was up to us, a lot of us wouldn't be on there. You know what I'm talking about?
It's just
God's plan. Yeah, since it's God's plan. There's some struggle on Healthy Old Spirit to do this thing every day.
Yeah, but you know he said he won't put no more than you can bear. But one thing I learned on this side of here, faithfully, that trials and tribulation they gonna come. It's what you gonna do when they get there. If you gonna stay faithful to His word and stand on His word and trust in His word, because His word will last forever when everything else is gone. But when you going through, did you learn anything? So see, a light will go through some things because that's that spiritual walk. When you come out, you should be a testimony that you're glad to tell the world and lift someone up with your testimony.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I give him all the praise every day. I lay back and I be silent, but I'm back. I'm saying thank you, Jesus, throughout today. Throughout today. I ain't a one-time praise. I'm praising you all the time. You can never
pay me back.
And I thank y'all again and stuff. And I'm right here with y'all, praising you every day and asking the Lord to continue to strengthen y'all on this journey because I know it's not easy. And you're going to be a tight, but don't worry about it, brothers and sisters. It's only a test. It's only a test, you know. See, you pass the test when you don't act on the wicked ways and stuff. Because I can tell you this, what used to make me mad and angry, you hear me laugh, I laugh at it now. Joy. He plays peace in my heart, you know. Because I stand on His word, you know.
Come on,
man. Stay faithful.
Come on.
All right. Yeah. Y'all have a blessed weekend, too, brothers and sisters.
God bless you. God bless you, man.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for this message, man. Thank you for the message.
Thank you
for the confirmation. You know, because it takes the body, Brother D. It takes all of us, you know, to come together and lift one another up. We love how He moves, man. He know how to move. Yeah. I told when I read that song, my brother, I read that song. I had to go get it. Yeah, look at them words, man. And there's some meat in them words, man. It's, let me leave it alone.
Yes,
God
sir.
Bless you. Thank you for you, for the wisdom. About the gate. Beautiful. You know, a lot of things happen. A lot of things, like, you know, when you've been changed, Reverend, when you've been changed, your brother got changed.
Yeah.
When you've been changed,
yes, sir.
Someone is not spiritual understanding, you got to watch it, because everybody put you on this kind of watch, how you got to say God, like that brother just said, I'm going to thank God for
all.
I'm just not a one-time thinker. We used to be somebody, we love God. Oh, he holding it down. Here he comes. Man, don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't let nobody steal your joy.
Don't let him steal your joy.
He or she don't know your story. Because if they did, they'll be rejoicing right along with you. He said,
Don't it make you feel good, real, when you hear someone else praise God?
There you go. Yeah.
If hallelujah, thank you. If it can make you feel good, wait a minute, brother, you sound like to me, you saying just what the Bible said. Didn't the Bible say when one comes, the angels in heaven rejoices? So we should rejoice when we hear one come in and tell about the goodness of the Lord Almighty.
Amen.
And if you truly save yourself, if you truly tied up in Christ, you remember everything. Make it feel good to hear that, brother. Someone come in and tell their testimony. It should do something to you. I was sitting over here with my eyes, stop smiling since you started talking. I couldn't stop. I should have been out this truck 5 minutes ago. I'm already running late. I couldn't get out, so I had to hear him. I wanted to hear what he had to say. Just to hear a fresh, new voice to come in and give a testimony about the goodness of my daddy. I'm like this, real. I'm dumb enough to know that God ain't just healing me. I'm dumb enough to know that God's not just blessing me. I'm dumb enough to know that he's not just blessing for Eric. I'm dumb enough to believe that he reaches.
Amen.
And the reason I'm so dumb in believing that, Reverend Harry, because he says it's this high. And he says it's low. I just believe his arm just not showing. So I want to sit here, I want to hear that brother give his testimony and tell God, thank you for it. I heard him say, he wouldn't have went, but he said his wife told him, oh, you going. See, the Lord moved to his wife. Someone that she knew, he knew he would listen to her. His wife said, you going. Ain't it good? God just blesses us. Oh, God. You know, we look at, and I heard Reverend Eric say this before, we love to look at the monetary blessing that Christ give us. Our new fine home, our new big fine cars, our bank account swole. We love to tell the world about those blessings. God has blessed us so much more than just those things. Those are minute things compared to the blessing that the Lord bestowed upon us. And the reason I know that to be true, because if he didn't give me his air to breathe, my big fat home would be for naught. If he didn't give me his air to breathe, my new Rolls Royce, my new Cadillac would be for naught. If he didn't give me his gravity to hold me down on this earth, it'll be for naught. God bless us in so many more ways than just these little monetary things we like to think of.
Come on now.
We are so blessed. Aren't we blessed? We are so blessed, Red. We're so blessed.
Yes, yes. Beautiful.
God is so good. I think about the goodness of the Lord, and it's a 60-year-old man, why he cries so much. Sometimes I think about the goodness of the Lord just riding down the highway, and tears are just
flowing. Amen. Amen.
A 62-year-old baby. I'm a baby for the Lord Almighty.
Brother, I'm younger than you. I try to.
Yes, Lord. I love you, dear God. Thank you. I tell him in words, thank you. I tell him in tears, thank you. I tell him in my shout, thank you, Lord. I called my pops, haven't talked to him in a while, and I called him, and he sounds so much stronger than he have. I tell God, thank you. I talked to him, and he was feeling weak, and you moved. I just tell God, thank you.
I called him out, and I talked to him.
Has been sickly, and I finally doing good. I tell God, thank you. We had him on last week. He sounds so much better than he did the last time I talked to him. He was going through, but the Lord showed up. The Lord showed up, and he sounds so much stronger, so much stronger. And I just, I just started rocking from side to side, and I just said, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Ain't good. Thank God.
All the time.
It's so good to hear someone else other than my big mouth, my Reverend Eric's big mouth, my Reverend Harry. It's so good to hear from someone else. Because I promise the sisters and brothers, we dumb enough to know God not just blessing us. Oh, he's blessing us. We know that. We just don't know that we're not the only one that he's passing our blessings on.
What's that?
I heard my brother giving a song this morning. I heard Reverend Harris singing the song.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
Oh, God.
He's actually feeling down in my soul.
Yes.
Yeah.
God is real.
Look at, yes. Ain't it real? He's like, I can feel it from here down in my soul. You know, I like that because he let me know that he didn't just feel it with his hands. He feel it what he can see. He said, no, I feel him down in my soul.
In my soul.
Ain't he good? From here, he said, look here. He said, silver and gold have I done. He said, I give thee in the name. Look here. He let it be known that it wasn't him. He said, but I give it to you in the name of Jesus the Christ.
Wow.
I give it to you. And by me giving it to you in Jesus' name, his ankle bone received strength. His knees and legs started to work it together, and he was able to get up. He gave him the hand of fellowship, but he didn't just give him the hand on his own. He gave him the hand of fellowship through Christ. Get up and walk. Ain't it good? Another beautiful morning on God's plan, man. Just another beautiful morning. You know, it's this show. Bro, D going to shut up. I'm going to tell you guys this. It's this sitcom he's come on called The A-Team. And at the end of every show that I ever seen, at the end of it, George Fappard, that was his name, he would always say, I love it when a plan come together. And when we get someone to come on here and tell us of a testimony that the Lord has moved, it's a plan. It's a God. What's the title of service? I believe the title of the service is called God's Plan. So when you come in here and give God your testimony, it's just showing the world that God's plan come together.
That's it.
God's plan. In the name of Jesus. I just tell you, brothers, sisters, all those that's listening, brother, they love you.
Yes,
sir. Glad to hear from you.
Yes, sir. That's right. God's good.
Yes,
he's good.
Yes, he is. He's so good to them.
You know, we often say this, and we really believe this, Reverend. God has spoken today. And you could take along with you today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We really believe that you can take this love to anywhere. You might not be received on by everybody,
But whoever God allows you to turn, you better believe me. He's going to be in the midst. Thank God for his Holy Spirit. We thank God for giving Rev the strength to convey his word. We thank God for Martha her nuggets. We thank God there ain't but one leader over here, and that's God. All we know is He rules and super rules. So we ask y'all to be in prayer with us, that we stay with the Lord, that we try to do his will. You know, both waiting on the day. Instead of praying, they waiting on the day. Reverend, that you don't make a mistake. Reverend, that I make a mistake. But D, that you make a mistake. Sister, the brother, that you make a mistake. But I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, God is tired of people are trying to tear his kingdom down. He's getting closer and closer. Man is not going to have the opportunity to disrupt his plan. Because his plan is not man's plan. That's why God gave us an ear, Reverend, to hear his voice.
Yes, sir.
And when we hear his voice, we lean not to our own understanding. Because we ask God, because we've been taught this, Reverend, before we open our mouth, Lord, hide me behind you. Lord, speak to me, Lord. So when the people hear me, Lord, they not hear me. Messenger, they hear you, Lord. So Lord, move them. That's how because we know people can get hung up on who say this and who say that. But boy, when you tune in to the Holy Spirit, you hear what that brother said. He said, man, I'll be on here listening, and I'll be holding my peace. But it'd be hard sometimes. And he said, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I ain't going to just rejoice in one time either. You know, I like you. With a fresh voice, man. It's just good to hear somebody say, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Matter of fact, he pitied every groan.
Yes.
As long as I live, trouble arise. So I will haste unto the throne. Thank you, Reverend. Thank you, Martha. Thank you, Brother D. And our brother, you know, he comes in, you know. This ain't the first time, but he has a word in him. He loves. You can tell he God had delivered him. Because he ain't holding it. He's telling you how he loves
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bro Eric.
You good, Doc?
Did you get my message I sent you? First Corinthians.
I'll be looking at phones sometime, man. Y'all have to pray.
Okay. I was working myself.
Did you send it to me?
It was my word for the it was my word for the day.
I didn't get
it. It's 1 Corinthians 2:14, but I need to back up to a little bit. But I'm going to give you an inspiration, Paul, because I read it. And it pertains to what we've been talking about today. I'm just going to read it. The scripture was 1 Corinthians 2:14. But I went and read a little farther up and farther down. But it says in the inspiration, it said, many people that I know claim they do not believe in God because they have never been a clear sign from God, from him, that he exists. He has never spoken to them nor touched them, so they do not believe. Look around you. Is there all not a sign enough believers know that to surround themselves by the Holy Spirit, and it binds us together. Without understanding of the spiritual, it is impossible to believe. And the scripture that they sent me with that was 2:14. I'm going to get back over here and read it like I read earlier. I started at 13. It said, which thing? I'm going to go back up to 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things which 13 says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teach, but which the Holy Ghost teach, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of spirit of God. They are foolish unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritual to sin, decreed. But he that spiritual judges all things, yet he himself judges of no man. For who knows the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have to mind, but we have the mind of Christ, means spiritual. That was 16. And that's telling us if you spiritual and you're not in your carnal mind, and just like the guy said when his wife spoke, he said he heard his mother's voice, and he know God did that. Just like we were talking about wrecking race cars, and like when I testified about that, and I didn't have all my safety equipment on, and I come out with a scratch. Because nobody did that but God. Because nobody did that but God. You know, he used some life changing experience. He used fires. He used anything to get the message across. It's up to what mindset you look at it in. If you look at it in the carnal mind, you might not get it. But if you look in the spiritual mind, you get it. Faith of a mustard seed. Faith of a mustard seed. Very tiny. But it does a lot in the world. That's all I had to say today. Just that's all I had to say today. God bless everyone on this. And have you safe. Take care.
Wow. Pretty good there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I thank God for that, man, brother. Now, we thank God always. You know, Brother Joe.
How you brothers doing this morning? Okay. Always giving God all the praises and his son Jesus Christ. And I'm just thankful. That song that you played this morning, it got to me. You know, I'm just grateful because on a daily basis, God sees fit to let me have another day. And, you know, after that, it don't matter how the day goes. It's all right. But, you know, I love you, brothers. I'm praying for you, brothers. I want you brothers to pray for me. And y'all have a blessed weekend. And thank you once again.
You too, bro. Thank you. Thank you, bro. Praise God. Praise God. I mean, that's beautiful, man. That's a way. That's one way not to end nothing. That's something to begin a day, and giving thanks. Man, just one little day go by, Reverend. By praising his name. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you. We often say this here, Reverend, because you already gave the opportunity for someone to come in. You opened it up. Then we heard a testimony. We heard another testimony. We heard another testimony. We believe God is blessing. But we do know time has come that this side, yeah, we might get off the phone, but on this side, this is this day that he gave us enough to say, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. We can say that because we've been to the house, Reverend. He fed us. Thank you for feeding them. Thank you, hey, Mother, for your nuggets again. And we just know praises go up, blessings come down. Thankful and grateful, like Brother Joe said. You know, be thankful and grateful that God allowed us to be here today and worship him.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, I'm off to say this. Now we can say this here, Reverend. This is Friday. If it be God's will, if it be as we are. We'll try to be on next week. You know, nothing
good
is
Lord.
Promised. But we know one thing
right.
is promised. It's what he told us. Heaven and earth may pass away, but his word remain the same. Yes, sir. So I believe in that. Thank God, Reverend. Thank God, everybody that came out. Thank God for the ones who've been praying while we've been on. We just ask you just have a great day in the Lord. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We really do. We love God. Ain't nothing like being in fellowship with God. Nothing like being in fellowship with God. Somebody says boring over here. I don't know about you. I'll be happy every time I get to get around my fellows, sisters and brothers of fellowship. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Keep praying for us, though.
Praise the Lord.
Keep praying for us. Like Paul said, that we have a free course. Free course. I want to be real messy, right? But I ain't going to sing the song. Y'all going to sing it, though?
Mm. Go ahead. Sing that song.
I'm going to sing it. Don't they sound like me? I want y'all to laugh at you. Don't they just sound like me?
Uh-oh.
I can hit the right.
Uh-oh.
Remember, sound just like me, though, Remy. You know, we got to laugh sometimes. But boy, I tell you what, one of these old days, I'm going to give me a voice, man. I'm going to be on key one day.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to sing that song for y'all. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I just want to thank you again, man. We gonna go and get out of here. We gonna.
God bless you.
You know the Holy Spirit's been good to us, man. If it be God's will, again, y'all pray for us that we can be back on next Monday with a new love and a new mercy. If it be His will, you know. Look at New York. Look at New York, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Look at New Orleans. Look at Mississippi. Look at this quarantine and look at how the quarantine is supposed to be saving, but we get out and look what happened. We take the mask off, look what happened. It went right back up. The corona's out there. Look what it's doing. Folks are dying every day, brother, every hour. But God allowed us to stay here for a little longer. Brother Willie coming up on a birthday pretty soon. My mother's birthday this month. My uncle's birthday this month, you know. My brother-in-law, remember Ron Era? Remember?
Yeah,
his birthday was the first, you know. Yeah. But God is here in the blessing business. If it be as we are. Like next week. Remember, you want to pray for us for the rest of the day?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we pray, Father, I just want to tell you thank you, Father. Thank you for testimonies. Thank you, Father God, for your healing. Thank you, Father, for another chance, Father. Just want to say that we love you. We love you, and we feel your love. We recognize your love, Father, your wonderfulness, your awesomeness. Father, we just say thank you. We love you. Thank you for what we have experienced. Thank you for this service and what you allow us to experience in you. We just love you. Oh, Father God, bless us to carry this that you've given us. What we have heard, but we have experienced that it, let it resonate in our hearts. But take it throughout the day, Father God. Let us remember that you are real. Keep it on our hearts. Keep it on the hearts of man that you are real. Hallelujah. Bless us to take full advantage of your grace and your mercy, Father God, as you give us the grace to better ourselves, mercy and love. Oh, looking beyond our faults and taking care of our needs, Father, we just want to tell you we thank you and we love you. Continue prayers. We ask for the breathing heart. Oh, Father, God bless. You know who needs it. You know their special needs. As you take care of their special needs, the healing, yeah. Father God. We ask for healing in the name of Jesus. Some is wounded in spirit. We ask for healing, Father God. Some need deliverance, Father, we ask. Set free whom you will. Some are wrestling with, tied up and tangled up. But, Father, we know you can speak the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hearts. Oh, hearts that will harden, will be softened, Father God. And show them through your love, through your grace, through your mercy. Hallelujah. That you give them more time that we all may get it right in the name of Jesus. We just want to say we love you and we thank you, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Help us. Help us again, we plead, as I plead. Help us to be just what you would have us to be. In Jesus' name. Oh, we love you and thank you for allowing us to love you and love one another. In Jesus' name is our prayer. May the grace of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide within us all. Father God, bless us, Father. Keep us. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Praise God. Wanna we're gonna remember this young man here, yeah? Lee Williams. For his family and you know, man inspired us with his beautiful voice. He could do 60 and sang a song to tapping the feet. You know.
Mhm.
And one of my songs I like, y'all. Y'all just let me know if y'all got one y'all like. But this is the one I like. One of them, Rev. This one of them. And he said this here. Look how he said it, Rev.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
Come on,
come. If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
He been good to me, kept me out of danger when danger was around me.
If I
couldn't say one word,
yeah, I'll
just wave
my hand.
If I couldn't say one, talking about me. He been good to me. I just can't forget what he did at Calvary.
If I
couldn't say have done what you did when you went you shed it for me. That's why I'm standing here on your word. I know your word will forever stand. If I couldn't say one word, yeah, keeping me now. I want to thank you because you've been good to me, Lord. You've been good to me, Lord. A lot of times that's all we can do is just
wave.
I remember back in 1995, I like to lost my mama, but ain't God good, y'all? Ain't God good, y'all? They thought my mama was dead, but mama wasn't dead. My uncle called me on the phone. He said, "Now, Pastor, your mama doing just fine. See, I ain't nothing but a mama's boy. I love my mama. My mama been good to me. See, I can't talk about none of y'all out there, but my mama been good to me. The doctor said my mama gonna have to stay in a wheelchair for 6 long months. But my mama rose up out of that wheelchair at only 3 months. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Ain't God good? When he woke me up this morning, all I did was wave my hand. When he put food on my table, all I did was wave my hand. When he put a roof over my head, all I could do is that. If I couldn't say